On August 13, Atrium Therapeutics, NASDAQ, RNA, reported second quarter 2026 results that mixed real clinical progress with a familiar biotech question: how long the cash lasts? The company disclosed FDA clearance of its IND application for ATR-1072 and the launch of Corventis, its first phase 1-2 trial, and the first study anywhere testing a disease-modifying treatment for PRKAG2 syndrome. It also collected a second milestone payment from its cardiovascular partnership with Bristol Myers Squibb. None of that changes the fact that Atrium still spends far more than it brings in. A pipeline finally in motion. FDA clearance of the IND for ATR-1072 lets Atrium begin Corventis, an open-label, multicenter phase 1-2 trial testing safety, tolerability, pharmacokinetics, pharmacodynamics, and efficacy in people with PRKAG2 syndrome. The study will enroll roughly 37 participants split into two parts: a multiple ascending dose phase to find the right dose, and a single-arm expansion phase at the recommended phase 2 dose to track early signs of benefit in cardiac structure and function. Health Canada also issued a no-objection letter, clearing the way for Canadian trial sites to open. Atrium still expects to enroll its first participant by the end of 2026. The Bristol Myers Squibb collaboration is producing cash as well as validation. Atrium earned a second milestone payment worth $15 million in August, which will show up in third quarter results, on top of the $3 million in collaboration revenue already booked in the second quarter. With $263.9 million in cash, cash equivalents, and short-term investments as of June 30, and that milestone payment included, the company says it can fund operations through mid-2028. That window covers the planned Corventis enrollment, a first look at trial data in H2 2027, and a planned IND filing for ATR-1086 in 2027. The burn keeps climbing. Atrium's own numbers show how early stage this business still is. Second quarter collaboration revenue came in at $3 million, a fraction of the $15.3 million spent on research and development and the $10.3 million spent on general and administrative costs, a combined $25.6 million in expenses against a sliver of revenue. Nearly all of that revenue depends on hitting further milestones with a single partner, Bristol Myers Squibb, rather than any product Atrium controls on its own. The clinical story also runs on a long clock. Corventis is a phase 1-2 trial enrolling roughly 37 participants, and Atrium does not expect the first participant to enroll until the end of 2026, with initial proof of concept data not due until the second half of 2027. Beyond ATR-1072, the next disclosed program, ATR-1086, will not reach an IND filing until 2027, and two more cardiomyopathy programs remain undisclosed, with a development candidate not expected to be chosen until 2027. Multiple programs are years from data, and all of it depends on execution that has not been tested yet.